Graydon House and Harper Audio present The Beautiful People, a novel by Michelle Gable. Performed by Eleanor Caudill. For Elaine, Karen, Laura, and Eileen, always the beautiful people. Happy 2024. Author's note. Slim Aarons was famous for photographing the rich and fabulous, whether in Palm Beach, Acapulco, Vail, or Gestadt. After getting his start in the army, capturing the horrors of World War II, Slim vowed to stay on the sunny side of the street and spent his long career documenting attractive people doing attractive things in attractive places. This novel fictionalizes the early 60s jet-setters he photographed, but most characters are based on real people, including Lily and Peter Pulitzer, Wendy Vanderbilt, Enrique and Julia Rousseau, and of course, Slim Aarons. The protagonist of this book, Margot, is a work of fiction, though as Slim's assistant, she does much of the same work and must abide by the same rules as her real-life counterparts. Most circumstances and parties in this novel are based on facts as well, including the meteoric rise of the Lily Pulitzer brand. But I shifted the timeline and minor details in several instances to fit the overall story arc. Slim's work greatly inspired this book, and where a specific image can be associated with a scene, I've listed the photograph's title and editorial number at the end of the novel. Slim sold his catalog to Getty Images in 1997, and all can be found on their website. If you stumble across any photographs you find particularly resonant, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for reading The Beautiful People. Now strap in and get ready to ride with the jet set. I hope you love the trip. Part 1. From the moment you cross over the drawbridges over Lake Worth from West Palm Beach, you enter what amounts to an island of privilege, in many ways the most remarkable one left in the country. Cleveland Amory, The Last Resorts. 1. Palm Beach, February 1961. Gogo Hightower arrived in Palm Beach expecting an engagement, not to be left flat on her rear at the bath and tennis. Everything in her life, the carefully selected schools, the hobbies, the debutante ball, was supposed to lead to the ring, to Mrs. Crim Pebley III. Mere hours ago, Gogo had gazed up at the ballroom's curved beams and iron chandeliers, imagining she might have her wedding here. The ceiling was designed to resemble the hull of a capsized Spanish cargo ship, so maybe she should have seen it coming. Now Gogo was marooned, alone at a table while employees scurried about collecting soiled napkins and lipstick-stained glasses. The luncheon ended 45 minutes ago, but she couldn't compel herself to move, not until a small man with a tight black mustache tilted his head toward the exit. Gogo didn't need to be asked twice. She snatched her purse from the table and her gold peau de soie heels from under a chair. The matching gold beret was gone, disappeared after she chucked it at Crim's head. Oh well, there'd be other hats. With the detritus of a once snappy outfit in hand, Gogo exited the room between a pair of six-foot-tall champagne glasses and staggered down the pink satin-lined hallway toward the front desk. She borrowed the phone and left one message, and another, before venturing outside, where she spent several minutes contemplating the deep end of the pool. She'd never heard of anyone successfully committing it this way, and would probably only ruin her dress and traumatize half a dozen children in the process. Gogo turned away from the pool and collapsed onto a chaise. She draped an arm across her eyes as Crim Pebley's face flashed through her mind, torturous pictures of the happy times they'd once shared, from hunts in Virginia to dances at the Burlingame Country Club. They had fun together, and they had plans. One day there'd be a wedding and a white clapboard house. They'd raise a passel of children and follow this dream to happily ever after. The end. Now Gogo's future was smashed to bits. Her life was over at only 21 years of age. 2. Gogo heard the whoosh of a door and the clack of heels on concrete.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?